Welcome back to another episode of the IRA Cafe podcast. My name is Jasmine, and I'm your host for today's episode. I am super excited to bring you today's guest, Teresa K. Page, who specializes in leadership for women in business. And hello, Teresa. You can introduce yourself better than I can. So please tell us who you are and what you do.
Well, hi, Jasmine. It's such an honor to be with you all and your listening audience on today. As you mentioned, my name is Teresa Page. I am an author, speaker, coach, and also a podcast host myself. And so just a little bit about me. I am a native from North Carolina. I was educated here in the state of North Carolina, and I spent the last 20 years in the public education, higher education, as well as the federal government spaces, in a variety of different roles that has ranged from administrative support all the way up to business accounts and campus leadership. So in 2021, I determined after coming out of the higher education space to step into a new assignment with Teresa K. Page, LLC. I've always had a desire to be able to help other people to see the very best about themselves over the years in all of my different capacities. But with Teresa K. Page, LLC, it is my honor and it's my joy to be able to employ the effective power of love in an effort to renew women's leadership mindset with fresh fire and purpose so that we are positioned to really impact our communities as well as our global economy, as well as our domains of industry. So the way that I'm able to fulfill my mission in supporting women in those regards is with my book series that's titled My Journey to Wholeness. So I'm 3 books in, really excited about that. I'm sure we'll have a moment to talk about that. But I also fulfill my mission with my Women's Leadership Conference, which is also titled Love the Success Factor. And that is my opportunity to really demonstrate how love empowers women to lead, to create, and to generate wealth in the fullness of our equality, our purpose, and in our business. I'm also able to fulfill my mission with coaching, as well as with motivational speaking, in addition to my podcast, which is my opportunity to spotlight my fellow entrepreneurs, business leaders, as well as authors, and how they serve their part of the world with their work and with their purpose. So I'm just really starting out on this journey. I'm 4 years in, really excited about the work that's already been accomplished, but I also understand there's more work to do. So my goal is really to be able to deliver leadership empowerment solutions to professional, faith-based, as well as nonprofit organizations that really do champion women's upward mobility. So it's a real honor to be here. I'm looking forward to our conversation, and let's go to work.
Oh my goodness. That is so many things all in one. I have Absolutely. So many questions for follow-up. Okay. So you're a North Carolina local. American IRA is based in Asheville, North Carolina. So where are you based out of?
Yes. So where I grew up, and let me just also share, I spent the last 13 years in the Atlanta metro area. So that's been a huge part of my past. So returning home is kind of weird to North Carolina. So if you're familiar with the Richmond County area, where I would say from where you would understand, we're about an hour and a half east of Charlotte. So so you get on 74 east, and if you blink, you'll miss it. But we're right here in the Richmond County area, rural area. And so that's where I'm happy to be able to come back and support my mom, who is almost 90 years young. And so it's an honor really to be here.
So the other thing that I heard that I brought out and wrote down, leadership and empowerment solutions with the power of love. That is not, I don't think that like love and encompassing those emotions works with like a CEO or a CMO for a company. How do you incorporate that into your coaching with your clients?
Absolutely. Well, Jasmine, one of the things that I've learned, I went through a period of purpose development. And during that particular time, what I was also stepped into a leadership position myself. And what I learned during that particular point in time is that love is actually more than just an emotion. It is actually a skill set that we can absolutely add on to our business models or within the workplace. One of the things that I've learned is that if love is all powerful, love is all present, love is all knowing, love is creative, and love is also perfect in our benevolence. So what this does is that it enables us to add that skill into our business model to help us to be more powerful in leadership so that leaders are able to build a more cohesive relationship with their middle managers or their direct reports or with their stakeholders. And so what that helps us to do is to close various gaps so that we're able to boost our team performance, our operations, as well as revenue and profitability. Love also helps us to be more fully present for our teams. So it helps us to build a culture that is rich in leadership development, as well as equal promotional opportunities, autonomy, living wage, as well as safety. And what this does is that it helps us to enhance our team engagement, our morale, and loyalty. And LUM also, again, is innovative. It helps us to be innovative in business. So that helps us to develop upon our goods and our services so that we're able to provide a high value proposition towards our customers or our clients so that we're able to foster long-term repeat business. And I also found that love helps us to be knowledgeable in our industry trends so that that we can stay on top of either technology enhancements, our policies, processes, procedures, as well as industry regulations so that we're able to remain compliant, relevant, as well as competitive. And finally, with our benevolence, that love also helps us to enhance our philanthropic measures and also keeping our sustainability promises. And this helps us to build a closer relationship with our local communities, as well as to be able to boost our positive brand awareness so that we're able to support both our virtual and our local communities. So that's just a little bit about what love does. I truly believe that it is a game changer, and it does give us that competitive edge in the marketplace, albeit that it's not necessarily welcoming into our boardrooms. But I do believe that if we're able to put love at the helm of our organization, we'll be able to see a complete difference, not only with our team, but also with the outcomes for our business objectives.
Oh my goodness, so many things. So I have hashtag love is a game changer. That feels like a hashtag to me. Love is innovative and knowledgeable. That is revolutionary. Like, that is not something that I have had in all of the podcast guests that I've had so far with American IRA. We have not talked about this at all. So let's pretend that I am a new client with a self-directed IRA. I'm a business owner, but I also have a retirement account. I'm investing. So what sort of advice would you give to me, maybe as an early investor or first-time investor, long-time business owner?
As far as investment in IRAs, is that correct?
Yeah, well, we invest in alternative investments in this self-directed IRA. So we have like real estate, gold, tax liens, not like the stock market. So, and I'm also a business owner. So I have my own business and my business makes me money so that I can do investments. So do you have advice for me?
Yes, I would first say that whatever you're going to invest in is to invest in something that's very close to your heart. That's close to the objectives of your business, and that is also something that you're very passionate about. So if that real estate is what it is that you're trying to do and you have the opportunity to do so, absolutely do that. Or if there's other aspects. So I would always encourage someone to invest as far as for their future, something that's very connected to their core values, as well as the objectives of their business, and based upon the goals that they're actually trying to achieve, not only for their business, but also for what they love and what they care about, which is oftentimes can be their family as well as future generations. So depending on the client and what their capabilities are and what their goals are, that is where we would start. But I would say always make sure that you're investing in that which is closest to your heart.
Oh, I love that. That is amazing. That is so great. So I want to go into a segment that I ask all of my podcast guests. So this is past, present, and future. So I did not get a chance to ask you how you came into this role. So let me ask you about your past. How did you come into being this kind of like business coach for women in leadership?
Yes. So that's a pretty good question. I would step back maybe to about 10 years ago, 10 years ago, just to share a little story. As far as how did I come to this place? There was a women's leadership event that was going on in downtown Atlanta. It was during Women's History Month. And it was during that particular event where the room was packed. We were in a small venue, but the room was packed with all kinds of women from different types of backgrounds, industry, and so forth. And so while we were there, of course, we were talking about business. But there was a young lady that stood up to ask the question during the Q&A portion. And she asked the question, with all of the amazing things that women can do, it still feels like that there is something that's holding us back. So her question was, what is it? So, of course, during the debate, as far as what is it, there was a lot of things that was brought to the fore, whether it was self imposter syndrome or low self-image or low self-esteem, all different kinds of things that I do believe contribute to some things that may hold women's back. But as I was listening to that particular debate, I felt like my purpose was revealed to me. And that particular mission was to help take the lid off of women's capability. At the time, I was just getting ready to publish my very first book, Love the Success Factor, The Sojourn Continues. And I figured, well, this is it. This is going to be the platform to help me to fulfill that mission so I can help take that lid off of women's capability so that we are able to move forward from those things that we feel like that are holding us back. So one of the things is, Jasmine, is that I jumped out way too soon, even though the path was as far as the mission was revealed to me, the path wasn't necessarily laid out clear. And also, I didn't have all of what I needed in order to fulfill that particular new purpose that was revealed. And so being overzealous, I just kind of jumped out ahead of time. And jumping out ahead of time, what I found is that I ended up losing everything because I was so overzealous and so excited about the opportunity. But, you know, in losing everything, what it did is that it brought me into a space where I then could be developed for this particular purpose. And that particular development process took about 3.5 years. But in that 3.5 years, that's when I was really starting to learn about more principles about love and being able to use love beyond an emotion, as well as leadership, because I then stepped into a leadership position. And so I was learning these things in real time. And so after coming out of that space, I was like, well, this is the work. So coming out of the higher education space in 2021, many, many years later, I was able to pin some of those leadership lessons that I learned during my purpose development. And I said, all right, so let's turn this into something tangible, which allowed me to create my Women's Leadership Conference. And beyond that, was able to lead me to book two as well as book three. And so I determined, well, let's then turn this into a business. And so that's how I got here. So my overall goal with all of the things that I do to fulfill my mission, the ultimate goal is really to help women to take the lid off of their capacity so that we're able to fulfill our mission regardless of where we are in the world and regardless what industry that we serve. So that's pretty much the work. And so, like I mentioned earlier, we're just 4 years in, but there's still so much more to do.
That sounds like a lot. That sounds like that is like a whole ton of bricks that's like right here. So I think that brings me to the now. Like, so that was the then. This is the now. Where can clients find you if they're interested in learning more? You said book two, book three. What are you on right now? What's your call to action right now?
Yes. So my call to action right now is because book three is Love the Success, is my journey to wholeness, Love the Success Factor. And Love the Success Factor is the meat of my work. It is where we do lay out how does love really support women and able to make those affect change in their particular part of the world, within their domain of industry, as well as to be able to affect the global economy. So not only does my book serve that particular purpose, but my Women's Leadership Conference is really where is that, where we're able to spend some time together for basically a day to lay out all of how love really does support us. And the goal of the conference, as I mentioned earlier, it is a demonstration on how love empowers us as women to lead, to create, and to generate wealth in the fullness of our equality, our purpose, as well as in our business. But not only do we lay that out, but I do believe that as we move forward in the conference, that it's going to help women to reprioritize some of those unfulfilled goals or dreams or objectives that they may have put on the back burner at some point in their lives. And it's going to bring those things back to the surface, so we can start working on that together. So there's opportunity during the conference for them to start writing down some of those aha moments, bringing back some of those ideas back to the forefront, even start working out some of those ideas on how they can move forward. But the conference also provides post-event support, where then if they're serious about moving forward and they need that plan of achievement, then they're able to come into a space with me to do a complimentary coaching session. And even those who may already be operating in a particular area, or they're already started their work, or they're looking to revive their work, then we're able to also allow me to do a spotlight for them as a featured guest on my podcast. And so that creates a brand marketing opportunity. So the real work right now is really focused in on that conference, as well as the book, and in tandem, along with the coaching for those who are serious about reprioritizing some of those goals and objectives that kind of bubbled back up to the surface during our time together during that conference. So that's really the work right now. That's really the objective. So people can find me at teresakpage.squarespace.com. And to book an appointment, and we're able to have that complimentary discussion or just have a meeting so we could talk about how I can support them in fulfilling their unrealized goals.
Oh, I don't even know where to start. Teresa, this is bringing me to church. That's what I'm going to say. This has been fantastic. Oh my goodness. I am so excited. So, let me ask you about the future. So what sort of trends, or what do you see for the future of your business, your realm, your scope? What do you think the next few years are going to bring for you?
Well, I hope the next few years is, number one, to make more of a presence for my books. So that's something that I really started working on this year, was being able to bring my books to an in-store placement so they're something I'm able to engage more with the public. So that's something I'm already working with, and I'm really excited about that. I'm already have my first in-placement location with the Painted Tree in Matthews, North Carolina. And so I have goals to set up 3 more locations in North Carolina as well as in Georgia by the end of 2025. So that's one goal. Another goal is really to have this conference to take off. And it is developed either for faith-based organizations or professional organizations, because my goal is really to help leaders to be convinced of their own greatness and to help us to restore confidence in true transformational leadership. So I hope to take that further on the road, as well as to do more speaking opportunities. I think that would be great. And eventually, so that the organization will grow and so I can start being more of a support as an employer, so that I'm able to help other team members, you know, bring on team members as well as employees to help them move further out into their goals as well as objectives for their own lives. So I see growth for the future, because overall, I want this work to be something that I can leave behind as a legacy, and that the work will continue even 1,000 years after I'm gone. So there's still much work to do, but those are the 3 main focuses, I believe.
I love that. 1,000 years after I'm gone. Like, let's make this legacy go. That's fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. I love that. So where can interested clients find you right now? You mentioned your website, your LinkedIn. Is that where people can book a consultation with you?
Absolutely. So they can either start at the website, teresakpage.squarespace.com. That will allow them to book an appointment with me. And it also will allow them to connect with me in all the places I'm on social media. So they're able to connect with me on LinkedIn, because I do share other aspects of inspiration there. They're also able to subscribe to my YouTube channel. So they're able to see episodes of my podcast where I spotlight and feature other leaders, as well as entrepreneurs and authors. So that's another great place. And they can also find me on Spotify that does the same thing. And for those who are trying to keep up with me, as well as some of the blogging that I do, they can connect with me on Goodreads as well. But a great place to start is the website, and it'll take them to all of those places.
Oh my goodness. I am so excited to see your journey the next year. Will you come back with us the next few months and give us an update? That would be really cool.
I would love to, Jasmine. It would be my honor and pleasure to do just that.
Fantastic. Anything else in the last few minutes that you would like to share with our listeners?
The only thing I would say to our listeners is be convinced of your own greatness and to understand that you are amazing. I realize that our world might be changing in a way that we may not expect, or it may feel uncertain right now. But I want you to understand that you have an amazing gift, you have an amazing calling, you have an amazing purpose that's on your life that is supposed to serve your family, your community, or the global family at large. I would say that if you're already in the vineyard doing your work, continue to do your work and kick it up a notch. And if you haven't begun your work, now is the time to begin your work, because what you're holding, you're actually making us wait. So don't make us wait too long. Start working on whatever it is that you're supposed to deliver to the world. And let's get to work on it. And let's get it to where it's supposed to be, so that we can help each other remain steady in the days ahead.
Oh, man, you're making us wait. That everything you said, Teresa, I have loved all of this. This has been amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I'm super excited to have you. Let's have you on in a couple weeks. That would be so cool. So thank you so much, Teresa. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you soon.
It was an absolute honor to be here, Jasmine. Thank you for having me.
Now we are at the IRA Cafe Q&A segment. This is where we answer a question by a listener of the IRA Cafe or a general public question that we get at American IRA. And today I am answering, what is the difference between a Roth IRA and a self-directed Roth IRA? Well, it would have it that at AmericanIRA.com in our blog section, there is a recent blog post just about this very same thing. What is the difference between a Roth IRA and a self-directed Roth IRA? It is answered in detail on our blog page. So basically, if you want to know, go to AmericanIRA.com and at the top, select resources and go to our blog page. This was posted on May 2nd, 2025, which is fairly recent and has all of the updates that you need to know.
American IRA LLC, a North Carolina LLC, acts as a third-party administrator for New Vision Trust Company, a state-chartered South Dakota trust company. As a neutral self-directed IRA administrator, American IRA does not recommend or endorse any investments, individuals, or entities, including financial representatives, promoters, or companies. American IRA and the IRA Cafe are not responsible for other statements, representations, or agreements, nor do we evaluate the quality or profitability of any investment. American IRA does not endorse guests on the IRA Cafe podcast. Guest opinions are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of American IRA, its subsidiaries, associates, or custodian. Participation in the podcast is voluntary and no compensation is provided. American IRA is not a fiduciary and cannot offer financial advice. Please consult your CPA or another professional before making financial decisions.